text is from Romans 13. Listen to it one more time. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is the text, my dear brother. They were quite the unruly bunch in Rome. They were used to all kinds of debauchery in their lives, social lives. And it was quite a challenge to start a Christian congregation here. You cannot even imagine what the Apostle Paul had to put up with. Once he had left Rome, he wrote them a letter. And he said, let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, you have heard the word of God. You have received the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit comes through the word. It doesn't come through any other way. It's through the word and through the sacrament of holy baptism. That's how the Holy Spirit produces faith in our hearts. Without the word, there is no faith. You have received the word. You have received the Holy Spirit. You have been enabled to live as God's children. You can walk in the light now. He says, walk in the light. Or, in other words, just do the right thing. It's easier than to do the wrong thing. Jesus died for you. Paul is urging them toward holy living, toward living their faith. He is urging them toward sanctification. And that's a huge word that people are afraid of big words. But there are two big words that are very important for us to understand. One is justification. Justification is what God has done for me. Sanctification is what God wants to do for the other person through me. So if I live by faith, other people receive the word of God and are blessed and saved. Today is the first day of the year in the church calendar. It begins with this first season, not of winter, but in the church here we call this season Advent. And Advent, as I explained to the children, is just before the coming of the Lord. So we talk about three Advents. The Advent that happened in Bethlehem, when the Lord came. He comes to us through His Word. And He comes to us when He returns in glory on the last day. It's written in the Bible, it's going to happen. We are living in the second Advent, between His first coming, Bethlehem, and His return on Judgment Day. And what are we supposed to do during this time of our life? Just what Jesus said. Go and make disciples and love one another. Serve one another in love. Be prepared to keep your lights burning, your lamps supplied with fuel. And this is where we get the fuel for our lamps. Our lamps is our faith is strengthened by you. Sunday after Sunday, the Lord comes to us and gives us His gifts. The voice of the gospel and the Holy Spirit, so we can understand and accept and believe the gospel. Those are the gifts of God to us. Advent, this season, points to what God has done. He promised His Son, and He delivers. His Son is born. We celebrate that incarnation of God on Christmas. God comes from heaven down on earth. And God does not come just for the fun of it. He comes because it was necessary. He needed to save us. God had to come to us because we needed salvation, or else we would be condemned to eternal death, separation from God. If God is joy and peace and blissful living, separation from God is just the opposite. It's where there is gnashing of teeth and horrendous suffering. It's hell, life without God. So Advent means at the coming of Christ. Paul says we are close to it, and he said that 2,000 years ago. Was he mistaken? No, because to each one of them that died, that was their advent. That was their judgment day. God is allowing time to go, and he signals on this day that there is more time for us to do the proclamation of the gospel throughout the world. And so we go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. Our congregation has its presence known in more than one dozen countries. That is wonderful. It is the new life in Christ. New everything. Everything is new. Our attitude, our posture in life, our relationships, our very essence, and the hope within us. Through Isaiah, God said of us what he said of his Son. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me. Have you been anointed? Yes, you have, at baptism. To anoint means to endorse, means to back up, means to assume. God assumes me. God endorses me. God pushes me into this world and say, go kid, be happy. God wants us to be happy by doing his will, which he enables us to do, and to derive great joy from that. What should we do then? Oh, preach the good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom for the captives, release from darkness for the prisoners, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, comfort all who mourn, provide for those who grieve in Zion, bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. That's what we do. That's our new life in Christ. And we do it, and that brings joy into our hearts. Well, Christians are a relaxed bunch. Peace at heart. They are restless outside in their bodies. They can't wait to go and proclaim the gospel to the four winds. And so we go into different countries of the world and sustain missionaries there to make sure that the people that are in darkness receive the light that Christ came to bring. The light that drives away all fear. The light that brings peace into our hearts and relaxation to our mind. While at peace of heart, Christians are a restless bunch. They go and tell everyone what God has done through Christ for us. Having been justified through faith by God, we now turn to our sanctification. We are saved already. We don't need to do a thing for our salvation, but we want to do a thing or two for the salvation of others, and that is our sanctification. May the Lord grant us to walk in the light for the sake of a world that is dark by nature. Let us make the most of both Advents, this one and the one to come. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus' life.